check. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Yes. Yes. This is. This is the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct from New York City. It is the world famous Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. My name is Michael Rapaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo.
My name is...
Hi, my name is... I'm in here with G. Moody. Last name rhymes with duty.
Yes.
How are you, Mr. Moody?
I am great, man. I'm great, bro. I'm glad we're spring in New York, man. Best time of the year.
Yes. We're in New York City. We're at the original Gloom Tomb.
Yeah.
If you never listened to the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast before, we are the only non-fact-checking podcast, as I was saying. We're going on tour again. Okay? We're doing live shows. Live world tour is continuing. San Francisco, Tuesday, May 9th. Seattle, Thursday, May 11th. And for the first ever international I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast World Tour, we're taking it to Canada Saturday, May 13th. There will be a meet and greet with me and G. Moody. Yeah. Last name rhymes with duty.
For sure.
Tickets are available at www.iamrapporttour.com. The Young Shooter, Dean Collins, will be moderating and orating the show in San Francisco and maybe more.
Yes.
Based on his behavior. But the Northwest Takeover Tour has been set. Tickets are going fast. And I'm not just saying that as a ploy.
Yeah.
San Fran is almost sold out.
That's right.
Okay. Seattle is almost sold out.
That's what's up.
And it is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. It is exactly what it is.
For sure.
We're here in New York City. So I'm here working, doing some things for the Tribeca Film Festival.
Uh-huh.
Bobby De Niro's Film Festival with his partner Jane Rosenthal.
Annual.
The film festival was conceived post 9/11. If you don't know about the Tribeca Film Festival, it was created soon after the 9/11. Tribeca in New York City is the area close to where the former World Trade Centers, and De Niro wanted to get people to come back downtown. If you don't know Manhattan, it's downtown. And that's why this film festival was created, to bring life back to the neighborhood known as Tribeca. And of course, love Robert De Niro. I know we're behind on the Robert De Niro line of the week. So I'm hosting the awards gala and a couple other things. I get to bring Bobby out to the stage.
Shit.
And I might publicly confess my love to him this time, because I saw Bobby today.
How was that?
Every time I see him, I see him all the time. At first, I can't look at him. I don't look at him. He means too much to me. And I see people talking to him like he's a regular guy.
Yeah.
You don't talk to Bobby like he's a regular guy. Not to say don't treat him like he's like a freak show, but there should be a little twinkle in your eye when you're talking to Bob De Niro. Never take that for granted. Like, when I see him, I'm always like, fuck.
Yo, he's that dude.
Got a picture with him, posted it on Instagram. You can see it on Instagram. I'm hugging him, didn't want to let go.
Yeah.
At one point, he said, enough is enough.
Yeah. Trying to make a pass at this motherfucker.
Nah, I just love him. He's always cool to me. He said, thanks for coming back. As if I'm going to... Like they asked me to do things at the Tribeca Film Festival. My friend Nancy and Jane Rosenthal, who's De Niro's partner. And I always say, yeah, and they're always surprised. I'm like, who says no
right
to Bobby D? Like, where do you get the fucking balls big enough to say no?
Right.
Oh, I'm not interested. Bob asks you to do something, you just do it. Mm-hmm. He's given that much. He's given that much inspiration to any actor, director, filmmaker, anything. It's Bob fucking D.
Yeah.
So that was cool seeing him at this luncheon. That I also saw at this luncheon, there's a bunch of different people there. Willem Dafoe.
Mm.
Bunch of different actors. All sorts of actors.
Iceman.
Yeah. James Dolan was at this luncheon, G.
Oh, Guitar Jimmy?
Huh. Owns a garden.
The Rangers.
Owns a Rangers.
The Knicks.
Owns Radio City Music Hall.
And yet he's a blues singer, so he's had a tough life, rap.
He's like the modern day B.B. King.
Yeah, so hard.
Yeah,
he was given the Knicks and the garden as a birthday present.
Is that right?
Yes. So how would you sing the blues about that?
Well, G, I got to be honest with you. Like, I would never do this, okay? But I was like, what the fuck, James Dolan? Like,
right.
What the fuck, man? He was right there. Now, I would never say anything to him or behave in any sort of inappropriate way. But my head, I'm thinking to myself, like, I wanted to go over to him and be like, what the fuck is up, man? Like, all the sources right. of the stuff that we talk about, all the sources right. of so many Knick fans' frustrations, he was right there.
Right.
Like, literally right there, like 5 feet away from me. Again, I would never be inappropriate. I'm there, I'm invited, I'm not a fucking animal.
Right.
But
You didn't get a question in?
I can't make eye contact with him.
Oh,
I can't
man.
Look at him.
You talk all that shit about my man and
I know.
You're right in front of him.
I know.
And you
But
you,
it's not the place and time. It'd be inappropriate. It'd be inappropriate. Like,
oh, a couple of questions. You guys, Knick fans, said he should stop meddling. He stopped.
He stopped meddling.
He gave it to Phil, and Phil doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
Phil knows what the fuck he's doing. It's not that Phil doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
It's not. No, it's not.
Phil is meddling. Phil's actually meddling. He's not letting the coaches coach. Let the breakers break. Let the rappers rap.
Yeah, and the poppers lock.
And let the coaches coach,
yeah,
Phil.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk too much about basketball this episode because I know the last few episodes have been heavy basketball. And
yeah.
And I know, obviously, you guys know we love that.
Right.
But I never want to alienate or isolate. But I will say this because this is more sort of pop culture-y thing. So Phil Jackson publicly shitted on Carmelo Anthony at the closeout meeting for the Knicks. He said he'd be better off playing somewhere else. And then 2 days later, it comes out that Lala Anthony, Carmelo's wife, mother of his kids.
Separated.
They're separated. And then it was so immediate, you were like, you knew it was coming. A girl who may or may not be a stripper. We don't know.
We don't know.
She the girl who Carmelo has gotten pregnant, she wants to give the impression that she this was true love. and while she was hanging out with Carmelo, she was flying herself to New York. He wasn't paying for her flights to New York, which makes me think you're a dumb fuck, sweetheart.
Right. Yeah.
If you're with a married man, so it was true love, except for he's married, and you didn't want anything, so you flew yourself to New York.
Right.
No, you were going for the ultimate con, the big hustle. I like that she wasn't in it for the short con.
Yeah, you go all out. Get
She's
that
like,
paper.
I'll pay for the flight.
Yeah. I'll take the JetBlue, the 99 special.
Yeah, I'll take the JetBlue. We've talked about those short flights across,
right.
You know,
yeah.
Listen, if you're not flying across the country, Chicago to New York, Chicago to Louisville on United, you know how they get down.
Yeah.
We were talking about it a few weeks before they grabbed Dr. Didow.
Yeah. People's Express. Remember that fucking airline?
Yes.
Same shit. They don't play. United Airlines is about that life.
United Airlines is about it. Shout out to Kimbo Slice.
Word.
Kimbo Slice could have been like a flight attendant on there. And motherfucker, I said, get the fuck up off the plane,
they
man. Should,
they got to have guys that look like that. Dr. Dow would have ran off that plane.
Yo, money, man. Imagine if Slice comes over
with
to you and
no
says,
no shirt. And a fucking fig leaf on his shit.
He doesn't have clothes on?
Yeah. That's the whole thing. That's the whole look.
What?
He doesn't need a uniform. He just come out there with his shit, chest chest naked, no, like little naps on his chest.
We suggested, you know, for people that listen to the Ian Rapoport Stereo podcast for years, we did suggest years ago that paparazzi hire ex-cons.
Yes.
For these little feisty little actors.
Yep.
That try to get, you know.
Get hype. You need guys that look like Terry Crews, Monster Cody.
Or Kimbo Slice.
Yes.
Rest in peace.
Yes.
The iconic Kimbo Slice.
Hire some of them Crips and the Bloods and shit. You ain't gonna have no problems.
So your take on the Carmelo, Phil Jackson.
My thing is Phil Jackson. I read the quotes. He was actually compassionate.
How so?
He said, have we won with him here? With all of that scoring? No. So it would be better for him to chase a championship ring with another team. So that's the general manager, president, saying, listen, man, we haven't won with you here, and you're getting up in age. It would be in your best interest to go to another team, so hopefully you can get a championship. This is a compassionate person. Now,
you're saying Phil's compassionate?
Yeah. What would you tell this guy?
But he got a no trade clause. That's
so,
it.
So he's encouraging him to, waive that shit so maybe you can go to a team that maybe you can get a championship, because you've been here and we haven't won.
Maybe Carmelo's like, fuck that. I want the money. I don't want to move. Because people think...
You will be labeled a loser, which is what Phil said. And he's like, you don't want to be labeled as that, especially in this city. We won't look at you as John Starks or Anthony Mason. This is the guy who held the ball. And Phil said that too. I'm not criticizing this guy. It's a fucking fact that he holds the ball. Now, in Denver, what did the players say when he left? Now the ball will move.
Yeah.
It's not Phil. You just can't. The truth hurts. The truth sets you free, though.
Oh, now you're fucking Jimmy Graham. Now you're...
No, I'm Jimmy Swaggart.
Who's Jimmy Swaggart?
Remember he got... the preacher was fucking with the prostitutes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Tammy Faye?
Yeah.
Now... the truth sets that guy free. He should be like, I got a little talent left. I'm still one of the top players. Maybe I could go to the Clippers. Maybe I could get a ring. Because if he gets a ring, his career will be validated.
Yeah.
And all the selfishness will be forgotten.
Yeah.
You're not getting it with the Knicks.
No.
They moving. It's KP.
KP was... I'm glad Porzingis didn't show up for his closeout meeting.
He's like, this is a fucking zoo. I'm going home.
He figured it out. It only took him two seasons. He was like, I'm done.
Phil did the right thing. Phil is not a mush mouth. He's telling you like it is. He's been with Mike. He's been with Kobe. He's been with Shaq. Listen, man, all that hole in the ball and all that bullshit is not winning basketball. You should break the fuck out. Wave the claws.
Yeah, he's not going to wave it. And now he's got a... bad situation on his hands.
And he'll be booed at the Garden when they lose next year.
The thing about it is even if they traded him, because let me tell you something, the players in the NBA, they're not coming to New York. They're like, this is a shit show.
Right.
No one wants to be coach for somebody under Phil Jackson because they're basically a puppet.
Yeah.
They know that whoever you get in there is not really making the decisions. Phil's making the decisions.
Yes.
That's enough with this fucking guy.
Enough. No more.
Enough with this fucking guy. I'm not talking about the fucking Knicks.
We finished.
I'm done. They had their closeout meetings. He gave his closeout speech.
It's done.
I'm fucking done.
Till next year.
But what I do want to do is cue the sick
already
fuck of the week music.
This award is earned, not given. It's called the sick fuck of the week. This guy's really sick. Lock him up. Could you do it? Don't let him out.
Damn. You fucked the dog?
You what?
You fucked the dog? Why would you fuck the dog? Why would you fuck your girlfriend's dog?
What? Sick fuck.
The sick fuck of the week. It's earned.
Earned.
Not given. You did. What? No.
No.
No. No!
There it is, Miles.
Yes.
That's the sick fuck of the week music. Yes. That's the theme song.
Yes.
The sick fuck of the week is an award that is earned, not given. It is an award that is earned, not given. This guy will definitely be a candidate for sick fuck of the year. I already got him in the top five for sick fucks of all time.
Damn. The LeBron of sick fucks.
He's emerged as a sick fuck, top five sick fuck of the year. A 53-year-old man in Austin, Texas.
I heard this.
Was hospitalized with serious injuries after he was attacked by a pit bull. You're like, oh, what? Well, how's he the sick fuck? He was trying to molest the pit bull.
Yep.
He would try to lure a stray pit bull into his yard. Like he was trying to lure like a kid.
With packaged meat.
Yeah. Bacon, to be precise.
Yep.
This sick fuck, Rupert Harris, finally got the dog. The dog was distracted by the bacon, and he tried to fuck
the pit bull. To mount it. While it was eating the bacon.
Didn't work out so good.
You gonna fuck a pit?
The dog fought back. While he was trying to molest the dog, this guy Rupert was calling the dog, come on, pretty boy. Wasn't even a female dog. The dog wasn't having it. The dog bit Money's cock clean the fuck off.
Ah, yes. All dogs matter.
All dogs matter. Neighbors said they never heard a man scream like that. Shout out to Scarface. Never seen a man cry till I seen a man die.
Yeah.
This guy looks like he was on OUI. Please look up Rupert Harris. It is no coincidence that when we give somebody the Sick Fuck of the Week award and you look them up, you know what they look like, G?
What?
Sick fucks?
Yeah, that guy, I saw the picture. He has a catheter. They couldn't save his fucking loaf. So all he has right now is a catheter for urination. Good.
Good. Good.
The dog's got his fucking loaf. You don't got yours.
You don't have your. You don't have one.
Good.
Good. You dumb fuck. You sick fuck. You got your dick bitten off because you tried to rape the dog. Calling the dog, come on, pretty
come
boy.
Come on, baby.
You sick fuck.
Yeah, damn.
I mean, this is everything that you could ask for. Everything that you could want. This guy is the epitome of a sick fuck. When fucking a dog goes wrong.
Damn. Well, I think I don't have one like that, but I have.
You're like, did I take the wind out of your sails with that one?
But I got another one. A pregnant.
But you said, you're feeling less than, huh?
Yeah, that fucked my head up. But a pregnant prostitute who is 3 months pregnant by 70-year-old John, in a press release says she's making a statement supporting woman's right to choose by continuing to be on that track.
Huh?
She's supporting a woman's right to choose to keep working so she's still on the track hoeing.
Jesus.
While she's pregnant. Because she's supporting a woman's right to choose to keep working. So she's still on the track.
Man, oh man.
Damn.
That's a sick fuck.
Yes.
That's a sick fuck.
Of a lesser quality, but.
Well, yeah, this guy just emerged to the top five. Like you saying that he's like LeBron, yes. He just sort of, boom.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to like fucking take the wind out of your sails.
Jesus. That's it.
We talked about celebrating people when they're around.
Yeah.
This unfortunately suddenly happened. Cuba Gooding Sr. Everybody knows the actor Cuba Gooding Jr.
Right.
His father is a famous legendary singer from a legendary group that some of you may know the name of. Some of you may just know the music. Cuba Gooding Sr. of the group The Main Ingredient. Main Ingredient. Everybody plays the fool, just don't want to be lonely.
Yeah, damn.
I mean, classic
soul music.
Sweet soulful voice.
Yeah.
You know, I guess he had a really tough life and was struggling with addiction. He passed away, overdose in his car. Do yourself a favor. Get yourself some Main Ingredient music and celebrate the music.
Greatest hits.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So, Cuba Gooding Sr. passed, Main Ingredient. Again, one of the classic, soulful, sweet falsetto.
Yes.
Sort of warm falsetto. Yeah. I call it a warm falsetto
God
voice.
Can sing anyway.
Yes. He passed away. Aaron Hernandez, G, what is your take on this Aaron Hernandez situation? Aaron Hernandez, who I'm sure most people know, but I gotta some people don't know.
Right.
Former tight end of the New England Patriots, the team that prides itself on the Patriot way.
Yeah.
Was convicted of murder, and then he was actually found not guilty in his second murder.
Right. Yeah.
But he was already convicted for life in prison.
Right.
This happened while he was a Patriot, while he was playing for the New England Patriots.
Yep.
Terrible story. And then it's all ended a couple of days ago. He was found dead in his cell.
Yep.
They said he had Bible verses written on his forehead. And now they're saying that his blood had that synthetic.
Oh, that ooh-wee?
That ooh-wee.
How did he get the ooh-wee?
Gee, it's jail. We're talking about a high-level criminal, famous criminal, in a Boston jail cell. He's got money. It's prison. What do you mean, how did he get it? That's like asking, how did you get the Wonder Bread bag and the olive oil when you're going to rape the fucking... Listen, we talk about the Wonder Bread bag. That's not just a funny thing.
I know, that's a real thing. I know.
Me and Gerald share a friend. He works. I'm not going to say what he does. This is a story. The guy was raping people, and to practice good, safe sex, he was using the Wonder Bread bag as a condom.
Ingenuity.
So when you say, how does Aaron Hernandez get the synthetic? He's Aaron Hernandez. He's got money. He's a famous prisoner in jail. And if he did, in fact, have synthetic weed in his system, I'm not surprised at all. The Patriots have to pay him his money. You explain this to me. What is it?
In Massachusetts law, if you die after the conviction, then it's the conviction is overturned.
Like, is there like a certain period of time?
I don't know. I just saw it briefly. I read it. So
his contract was sort of like void. His bonus money was voided.
Right, because of the conviction. But,
for murder.
Right, there's a loophole. So the Patriot way means they may have to pay his family the remaining on his contract.
Well, what do you think about this Aaron Hernandez situation? Like, this is not a martyr.
Hell no. They trying to make him out to be? I don't think so.
You know, like, there's so much, he had a troubled life, his father died.
I don't give a fuck about that, B. I had one too. A lot of people I know was fucked up. Nobody's killing motherfuckers. And none of them had the opportunities that this guy had. You know what I'm saying?
While he was in the NFL, he was trying to be like a gangbanger.
Why? The gangbangers are banging for money. Now, if I have enough talent to get to the NFL, that's where my gangbanging ends.
So what do you tell the gang?
It's over. Oh, you can't leave. Watch me.
Right.
Find me. Catch me if you can.
Catch me outside.
Yeah, I'm in Fiji. I'm here. I play for the Patriots. We have security. But this is no martyr. Yeah. This is no fucking martyr. This guy murdered a motherfucker, man. In cold blood.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know where that's coming from. I'm just saying I think he strategically did that to get his daughter some of that contract money. Now, Robert Kraft, what you going to do? They're going to finagle this law. That family's not being paid. They're going to finagle this law.
Hey, that's what happened. I mean, listen, right. when you do these kinds of things, you don't just ruin the victim's family, because the victim is probably at home. Imagine the victims of this. They see this guy, they see the stories, and they're explaining, oh, his father passed when he was a teenager.
So what? Yo, I know that's a tough thing, but that don't mean you go out and kill motherfuckers because your pops died. What the fuck? Yo, don't give me that swan song bullshit. I don't want to hear that. He passed. He committed suicide. End of story. This is your life.
Yo, you watch a lot of the coverage. They're really being sympathetic to Aaron Hernandez. And obviously the whole thing is terrible, but the victims are at home. The victims still watch ESPN. Yeah. The victims still watch the news, and they see this stuff, and they're like, well, you know, things went awry when he was 17. He was a football star, and his father passed, and then he was at the University of Miami or Florida, wherever the fucking school he went to, and then this, and he's still in the game.
Right. And then he made the NFL.
And he's
then
still he got in the game.
And then he got a contract for $40 million.
And he's still in the game.
And then he felt the need he had to kill because the OG wouldn't leave him alone.
And he's still in the gang.
He made the fucking Pro Bowl.
And he's still in the gang.
What about the gang? Is that addressed on CNN? Like
the what?
The gang. What gang was he in Bristol, Connecticut?
I don't know. They come up with gangs all over now. That gang shit. Yo, let me tell you something. The worst thing that happened from Colors and Boys in the Hood and... Menace to Society.
They romanticized gang life.
And now there's gangs everywhere.
Yeah.
20 years ago, there was just gangs was Los Angeles and California culture.
Yep. But now the gentrification of these cities are changing the landscape.
How so, Mr. Moody?
You can't just be hanging out on a corner now while gentrification is going on. When the gentrifiers come in, that means more police coming in that motherfucker.
You're from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Gerald Moody, last name rhymes with duty.
For sure.
2015, 2016 podcast co-host of the year.
Yes.
Grew up in Brownsville, Brooklyn.
Hell yeah.
Okay, Brownsville hasn't been gentrified. Apparently it's improved.
Yes.
What is your opinion of this? What is your opinion of gentrified Brooklyn, gentrified Bed-Stuy, and just the gentrified... Let's just talk about New York City. What is your opinion of this? What are your thoughts on this now that it's really a thing?
I mean, it's for me, it's a two fucking pronged thing because you're watching black culture, Hispanic culture, whatever, just be wiped away. And how would you feel? You live in a Jewish neighborhood. If a throng of blacks or black people came and just changed your whole shit up overnight, and everything improves. But when it was all Jewish people, they never came. They never improved anything. And now it's a proliferation of cops and the culture, black culture just wiped away. It's disheartening for the people who've been there. So, and these are so-called liberals, but these motherfuckers don't fuck with us. The real estate brokers told me how they get down and shit. So I understand it. And I've read somewhere it's just you got to talk to the inhabitants of those communities, and a lot of that shit that they build is not for them,
right?
You know, and it's disheartening to watch, but it's a good thing for the people who can afford it, and these are the newcomers coming in who are not New Yorkers, who are from Madison, Wisconsin, and all these other places, and on the low. They don't fuck with black people.
Right.
It's social bonding with them with shared bigotry.
Right, right. I hear you.
You know, so that's how I look at it, as seeing my shit wiped away. And you probably, if it was a throng of blacks coming in and then all of a sudden Upper East Side is Harlem, you'd feel a certain way. right?
Feel a certain
right?
way.
You'd feel a certain way. You'd be like, damn, where the synagogues out this motherfucker? Shit is gone.
Very good point. Jumping back into the ooh-wee that right. may or may not have been in Aaron Hernandez's system. Ooh. There's another football player. I'm not going to be able to pronounce his last name correctly. He's an offensive tackle, so he's not a well-known football player, but he plays for the Buffalo Bills. Cyrus Condijo. You know how to pronounce his last name?
No, wait. I think I can. He's from Cameroon.
Condijo.
Yeah.
I'm not pronouncing his last name.
He's...
I guarantee you he was on that ooh-wee.
Oh, for sure.
They found Mr. Cyrus, so we'll just call him, in the bush, in the fucking trying to climb an electric fence with a t-shirt, no clothes, just t-shirt.
He scaled that electrified fence, which is remarkable.
With no shirt, with no pants on, and no shoes on.
Ooh-wee, you don't feel shit. So he scaled an electrified fence.
Stop fucking with that synthetic weed, man.
It fucked his brain up. I read that story.
Stop fucking around with that synthetic. This is a 6'7", 322-pound dude, and he was telling the cops to shoot him. He was on that.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah.
Here's why. He saw the flashing lights, and since he's on ooh-wee, his brain is fried. So he realizes he's in Buffalo.
Yeah.
So he gets out of the car because he thinks those flashing lights are coming to get him because he's black. So he runs, takes his shit off. Maybe he's on ooh-wee. That's why he told the cops when they caught him, shoot me and get it over with.
That's one way to rationalize it. I don't think it's things are that simple when you're on that.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah. All right, the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast is sponsored by Casper Mattress. Casper is an award-winning sleep company, an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. There's over 20,000 reviews online with an average of 4.8 stars for Casper. Casper is quickly becoming the internet's most popular mattress. You could try a Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free in your home. If you don't love it, they will pick it up and refund you everything. Do you understand what that means? Okay, you need to buy a new mattress, okay? You could sleep on it, live on it, jump on it, have a fucking pillow fight on it, do whatever you want, okay, for 100 nights. If you don't like it, Casper will pick the mattress up and take it away from you for free, okay? It's made in America, great pricing, and a great product. Go to Casper.com/Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T. Use the promo code Rappaport. Get $50 towards any purchase by visiting Casper.com/Rappaport. They have sheets. They have pillows. They have doggy mattresses. They have pool mattresses. I love everything about Casper. Proud sponsor of the Iron Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Go to www.casper.com. Get a new mattress. Sleep like a baby, sleep like an angel, okay? Go to Casper.com.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Something that's disgusting I saw. I didn't even look at the whole video. I looked at it for a quick second. We talked about this. I haven't talked about this recently in Coney Island, in the middle of the street.
Oh, that was terrible.
A bunch of kids, teenagers, 16-year-olds, stomped out another kid for no fucking reason. Film it and then post it.
That's that gang. That's that dumb gang shit, man.
Get these guys all. Yeah. You're so dumb.
Get these guys off the streets, man.
Put them in fucking jail forever. Yeah. And they go, oh, Rikers. Throw the fucking in Rikers.
Yeah. You can't do that to another human being.
How do you lose your sense of humanity by doing that?
Right.
How can you kick a guy when he's already beaten up in his head?
Right.
Stomp on his head. A 16-year-old kid who didn't kill your mom, didn't rape your daughter, didn't fucking beat up your grandmother. Just some, it's usually like some, a lot of times, you know, it is social media shit.
Yeah. Yo, we're going to get famous. Yo, you get mad likes.
You get mad likes for nearly killing another 16-year-old?
These people are animals. Yo, the kids that did that are animals, B. To do that to a fellow human being for nothing.
Nothing. And see, we give the sick fucks of the week out. That's not a sick fuck.
Mm-mm. That's the animal.
They're not privileged enough to get the sick fuck of the week award.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlyn Jenner, we asked the questions and we got the answers. We wanted to know, where's that loaf?
Mm-hmm.
Where that dick at? However you want to phrase it. We asked over and over and we got our answer. Apparently, she...
It is now an open wound.
And Caitlyn Jenner wrote a book. and is telling it all. All sorts of shit is coming out. She's Caitlyn says she wasn't entirely comfortable having sex with Kris Jenner.
Reasonable. If he did all that, that's reasonable.
Tell me something I don't know, motherfucker.
Right, right. After you done put a dress on and...
He's got five kids.
Yeah, you skeeting,
I think more. He's skeeting.
Yeah. Skeeting. Oh, I hated to skeet. Oh, my God.
Hella skeeting.
Hella skeet. Shout out to Frisco.
but now apparently there's going to be a photo shoot, a nude photo shoot. Caitlyn, listen to me.
She's naked.
Nobody wants to see. You're not that important of a tranny. There's so many trannies that came before you that deserve that shine.
I think.
What's wrong with this motherfucker? Bruce was not likable and didn't have a good personality. Not that he was a bad person. I'm so on the show. Didn't have a good personality. You cut your dick off. You change your persona. You're now a woman. Don't mean you got a good personality either. This is not an entertaining, interesting, charismatic person. I watched the Kardashians.
Yo, he cuts his shit off and now he's wanted for nude shit? How are they going to photograph that shit?
I don't know. I'm sure it's not going to be like the normal.
Nah, he's only going to hide it. Yeah. That's nasty, man. Who want to see Bruce naked?
I don't want to see Bruce naked.
Well, there's no desire from the American public, though. Oh, we want to see. Oh, he got a fat ass. Is that what people are saying?
No, they're not saying that. It's like these. It's like these videos. It's like you just want to see. It's like what the fuck.
I want to see him in porn. I'll pay to somebody. Imagine they fucking Bruce.
Caitlyn. You mean Caitlyn?
Yeah. That's the decathlon. He won all of the gold. And somebody's gaping him on the TV.
Nice. That's fucking disgusting. I don't want to see it.
I'm telling you, he's going to do that next. It's a progression. She's going to... Yeah, he cut it off. She's going to do that next. It's a progression. The next stage, he'll be offered... lucrative millions to star in a porn, the decock-a-thon.
I don't know if this guy, I want to hear what your thought on this. You know, I've explained it once, I'll explain it real quick again. Just because you're with a lot of women does not mean you're a stick man.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way you treat them, and you should be treating them appropriately. There shouldn't be any mess. There shouldn't be any messiness or disrespect.
Right, exactly.
That's a stick, man. That's a cocksman.
Yeah.
That's why not everybody could be... Just because you're with a lot of women doesn't mean you're a stick, man.
Right, right.
Be clear on that.
Yeah, that's the policy with this.
This is a true, true thing. This guy might be sick fuck of the year, also candidate.
Oh, word.
This is way out there.
No music.
87-year-old Tennessee postman, a private investigator, found out 15 years of fucking 1,300 illegitimate children.
Damn!
1,300 illegitimate children. This sicko said contraception wasn't very popular in those days. I have nothing to be ashamed of. 1,300 people.
Yo.
That's... Yo.
You got to get make a fucking exception. This motherfucker is... That's a bad motherfucker. Man, most people got three kids. My motherfucker said, I got 1,300.
Yo, he didn't say it. The private investigator tracked it down.
Man.
They did paternity tests, a DNA test.
Well, the creator said, replenish the earth. Be fruitful and multiply. That's the instructions he gave to the human beings.
This is an 87-year-old dude. Like you look at him, he just looks like an old man. He got like all kind of like crazy eyebrow hair and all that shit. But apparently in his day...
You got to make an exception.
I haven't been with 1,300 women. To have 1,300 children, this dude must have ran through Tennessee, man.
Yeah, yo. This is in America?
Oh, American dude.
Oh, that's that hillbilly shit, man. That's that Dixieland shit. They just be... Yeah.
1,300 children? Yo, he got that super sperm.
Yo, yo. I got some ill shit that I forgot.
Oh, okay.
This is a sick fuck. Oh. Miles, hit that
oh,
button.
You want to re-up?
Yeah, I want to re-up.
Oh, give me Miles, that re-up. Cue it again.
A 49-year-old Chinese man treated his constipation with an old Chinese wives' tale by stuffing a 2-foot eel up his anus.
Because he couldn't go to the bathroom?
Yeah. And that's what was done in early China. Like, he heard about it.
And what were the results?
He went, the eel passed away in his colon, bored a hole in the lining of his colon, and he had a massive stomach ache, but he didn't tell the doctors. They found the eel in his fucking ass.
Oh, man. That's... Yo, you coming with that fire, G.
I'm coming with that heat.
Bill O'Reilly, we're going to drag you, you fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
I see my man Snoop Dogg. He said, motherfuckers need to shit on Bill O'Reilly the same way they shit on Bill Cosby.
And
I got you, Unc.
Yeah, and here we go.
They fired him. He's done. Multiple sexual harassment charges.
Took 20 years to fire him.
Remember we talked about his mistress, chocolate, hot chocolate. He had a black woman he was seeing on the side. He was.
Oh, what?
You remember you talked about it?
Oh, right. You're right.
What is your take on Bill O'Reilly, Mr. Moody?
Fox Network permitted this on airwaves.
Yeah.
And Bill O'Reilly was a racist talk show.
Yeah.
Who pandered to that audience. And even when he, all the sponsors left, he was still enjoying a bump in ratings.
Bump.
You see what I'm saying? That is the tenor and sentiment out there. So until the sexual allegations and all that shit and all the bullshit, the fines, and until that got to a point where motherfuckers had to, yo, we gotta fire this motherfucker. But if that didn't
they
come
didn't
out.
They didn't wanna do it.
Yeah. And I'm saying we must factor in that this is a white guy.
Break it down.
And
he's Mr. White.
And he will come out of this with a better job. Fact, because check it. Arsenio.
What did Arsenio do?
He put Farrakhan on and you ain't seen him since.
Oh, right.
This motherfucker you're going to see next year.
I don't agree totally with that, that was the end of Arsenio's show. His ratings started going down, but that definitely was like, let's get rid of him quicker than they planned.
Yeah.
But I hear what you're saying.
So, but I'm saying Bill O'Reilly, it's different because this is a white guy. Let's be honest about, we cannot have a discussion about shit without factoring in racism.
And totally.
Right, and the society. So you got to say, this ain't the end of this motherfucker.
Nope. Bill O'Reilly will be.
Hell yeah.
He'll go on a little 6-month sabbatical. Somebody will hire him.
Yeah, he got a large audience that are incensed.
Yes.
That Fox cut ties with him.
Right. They're like, let him be the pig that we know he is. We don't care.
Right.
Just like they don't care that Trump is a fucking asshole.
Mm.
They don't care.
They don't care, man.
Like, they don't care. I find it interesting that, you know, The culture of social media, Twitter and Instagram is one way, but when you get on that Facebook, because you know I talk a lot of shit about D. Trump,
right?
Those people, man, but they're like so upset with the protesting and the me posting and everybody else posting, you could feel, and their big comeback is, Rappaport, I didn't know you were a snowflake, dude, fuck off,
yeah,
snowflake,
yeah. Yeah.
Now, fuck you, asshole.
Yeah.
Lock him up.
Yeah, like, but yo, the election is over. Donald Trump said it. I was under the impression that there was an election. What are these people doing out here?
I agree.
It's over, man.
Why does he, every other day, does he bring up Obama and Hillary and the old administration?
Because he's blaming shit on them. He has to. Obama did that shit with Bush too early on. You have to. He's gonna blame all shit on that administration and repeal everything. But it's good for black folks because there ain't nothing to repeal with us. You ain't do shit. Oh, but the administration is do shit. So ain't no repeal. But he could, and this guy, Obama, he cared about his legacy so much. But obviously, it doesn't really matter. You cared about it. But the motherfuckers don't care. Everything is being repealed. Gay rights, right? Gay shit. Immigration. Motherfuckers are getting deported at a fast clip. So your legacy means absolutely nothing.
Trump said, well, I'm going to go to the inner cities and we're going to clean up the inner cities. Why you ain't in Chicago?
Don't talk too soon. That motherfucker has said,
he said a lot of shit. They just killed a girl. It hasn't stopped.
The feds are coming in there before his term is out. Watch.
My prediction.
Not let that city. But you can't police that self-hatred. Because a lot of that shit is self-hatred. That can't be policed. So that's why they're going to bring them troops in there. Say, listen, man, it's over.
We'll see. He's talking a lot of shit. We're not going to let Bill O'Reilly off the hook.
No, we still on him.
What else, G. Moody, about this guy?
Man, you can see this guy was a shtick, and he was catering and pandering to the white nationalist, and they love him, and his racist talk. I don't know why any black people ever went on that show, as if he was going to give you a platform to get your point across.
Right.
You were the product that he was going to try to make look ridiculous.
Right.
I don't understand why black people would even go there because you're not going to have any platform to talk. KRS went on there, cut him off.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo.
Damon Dash and Cameron and them, they went on there. But they went on there. They held it down.
Right. But going on there, you can't convince this guy of anything. You know what I mean? Like, to try to change his... He thinks, yo, he has to sell that shit to the audience. His audience... Don't have an affinity for black people or any other people of color.
You know, we've been talking a lot about the skinny genification of the NBA. I want to make sure people understand this. The skinny genification of the NBA, yes, it started because of the clothing.
Yeah.
But
they didn't enforce it.
The real problem with the skinny genification is the mentality. The real problem with this is because Russell Westbrook has broken the skinny genification mode. We were on Russell Westbrook. He's shown that he could wear whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah, he could come to the game naked.
He could come in a tutu.
Yeah, nobody gives a shit.
Because he's on some other shit.
He can play in any era.
He can't just play. He could dominate in any era.
Yep.
It's the mentality. It's the complaining. It's the whining. The softening. And it's not just the NBA. When football season comes back, we will go into the skinny genification of the NFL. But we are in playoff season.
Right.
Paul Millsap, Atlanta Hawk goon.
What the fuck he did?
He complained after the first game of the Washington Wizards game to the refs. He said, they out there playing MMA. I thought this was supposed to be basketball.
Is this the playoffs, fool?
That's the skinny genification.
Yeah.
Of the NBA. If they're on some roughhouse shit, you get rougher. If it's a knife fight, you bring a gun.
That's right.
They're playing in MMA. I thought this was supposed to be basketball.
They should have been like, you're out of there.
Yeah. And you had the balls to say this to the press.
Yo.
Another example of the skinny genification of the fucking NBA. The Raptors starting lineup was introduced with the Barney theme in Milwaukee.
Oh. See?
That's the skinny genification of the NBA.
That exemplifies it. But yo, I want to request some clothes that Westbrook should wear.
Oh, you're going to give him like some fashion tips.
Yeah. I think you've been wearing a lot of Pat Benatar shit and other shit and all 80s shit.
Yeah, the other day he had on a Kiss outfit and he had a headband on.
I'm saying, since you're from LA, why not come to the game in house shoes? Dickies, creased, Lokes, and one of them, like Snoop wears them plaid shirts.
Yes.
That's a style too.
Yes.
That's a LA style. Dickies, that's plaid shirt, house shoes, the Dickies are creased from the surplus. Why not wear that one time?
Way too conservative for him. Way too conservative for him. He's not playing it safe when it comes to his dress game. He wants to be on some David Bowie of the NBA shit.
Do an ode to the OGs of Los Angeles, since you're from Los Angeles.
Okay, well, I'm sure he'll take heed to what you're saying. He'll say, he probably will wear that, but he's not going to wear, like, a pair of khaki Dickies. He's going to have his shit pimped out. He's not going to wear just a red or white or a blue and white plaid shirt.
Nah.
He's going to have his shit pimped out, and it's going to be cut off.
Yeah, yeah.
Sleeves are going to be wrapped around his head like a headband.
Word. The sleeves. Yeah, he would do some ill shit like that. Yo, but I got something crazy for you right now.
Go ahead, G. Moody.
A Mississippi married couple was struggling to conceive.
Yeah.
So they went to a fertility clinic, and the doctor checked their DNA and concluded that they are biological twins.
Huh?
Due to striking similarities in their DNA, they concluded, like, yo, you guys are twins. You're sister and brother.
They were put up for adoption.
Their parents were in a crash.
Oh, my God.
And they separated. So no wonder they were having trouble conceiving.
They were.
He was fucking your brother.
Huh?
No wonder they were having trouble conceiving.
This is a true story?
This is true. Mississippi.
Damn.
They were unknowingly engaging in routine incest.
Ah.
Damn. So, Matt, all the freaking off you was doing with her, you found out that that's your sister.
That's way the fuck out there, man.
And Mississippi has a law where they're going to put your ass in jail for marrying.
No, they're not going to do
that. But they're not going to press charges. There's a law in Mississippi where you can't fuck your brother.
How much tragedy could one person, two people deal with? Imagine that.
Damn. And they were bugging, like, yo, because they had so much in common. They were like,
no shit.
Right. They said they were heartbroken. They're devastated.
No shit.
Yeah.
Where does it go from here?
I don't know. All right. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you this.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
If your girl or your wife said she wanted to transition to a man while she's with you, would you stay with her? You know she's a woman, and in the crib she's.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, I'd stay.
I'm not gonna sit here and try to be like love is love. And
no, I'd stay because I know she's a woman. I don't give a fuck. She could put on a Brooks Brothers suit, but at home this is my wife.
No, you're not gonna stay. And I don't believe in that love conquers all, and all that shit. Okay, I don't believe in that. If that was my situation,
it's over.
I'd be fucked up for a minute, and then I'd be like, I wouldn't take it personal either.
Right.
Like a lot of people, are like, damn,
yeah.
Yo, your wife, yo, she trans. That ain't my problem.
Right, right. That's how she.
I knew what it was. Like it's like especially like if you had the impression of like, yo, it is what it's regular. All right, I'd be like fucked up, like yo, because it's the end of a marriage and you got a lot of explaining to do to the couples. But I'm out in the world. I'm gonna get my shit together. Just remember, it's cheaper to keep her, but then you got to look at her ass every single day.
Oh, if she's a man.
Man, woman.
I'm talking about
Johnny Taylor sang the song, it's cheaper to keep her. It could have been it's cheaper to keep him. But if you keep his ass, then you got to look at that motherfucker every day.
But you great know song. She's a lady, motherfucker.
It's the Iron Rapport Podcast, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Yo, man, you acted with a lot of motherfuckers in your career, man, but I saw Christopher Walken get some beef. Have you ever acted with him? Have you ever worked with him?
I did a movie with Walken. Well, I was in True Romance with him, but I didn't act with him. I did a bad independent movie with Christopher Walken. All my scenes were with him.
Damn.
He's so not as weird as people think.
Right.
He's like a New York dude.
Right. He's from New York.
From Queens. Oh. And cool as shit. I can't even remember the name of the movie. It's not a good movie. It was a good script, not well directed, and right. just not well put together. But I had a ball with him. Yo, I used to make that dude laugh because watching him laugh was true elation.
Yeah?
He loved to laugh. And I used to do like impressions of him, but like far, I would be like, I was in jail and I saw like a man having his way with another man and he seemed to like it. And the man down on the ground was amongst 15 other men. And he felt like he was the center of attention. It's weird shit.
Right, right.
But the weirder and more fucking disturbing the jokes were, that dude would be belly laughing.
Really? Oh, man.
That's I love Christopher Walken. Shows up on set, the first on set, knows all his lines, totally prepared, total professional.
Right.
Good dude. Nowhere near as weird and as exotic as he looks.
Right. Now he's looking like a fucking Herman Munster.
He's always looked crazy.
No. I saw him on a fucking paper. He was sitting down in the airport.
TSA.
No wonder. I would have stopped this fucking guy.
Let me tell you something.
He TSA. Looks like he was on that ooh-wee.
Nah, yo. People were like, well, why should he get privilege.
Preferential treatment.
Because he's Christopher Walken, that's why.
But what if I'm the TSA and I don't know and I see this
you know
fucking
the
guy,
fuck he is.
He's looking with wild ass hair. And
you know who he is.
Nah.
You know what? Certain people deserve preferential treatment. I'm not one of them. You could say, well, fuck you, rap. Fine. Christopher Walken, first of all, he's walking through the airport. You know who he is. Second of all, they're frisking Christopher Walken. You know he ain't doing shit.
But his look looked like he ready to blow the fucking airport up.
He's always looked like that.
He's always looked like
he deserves pride. That's an American treasure.
Yeah.
Yo, Christopher Walken is a one-of-a-kind actor.
Yo, I love the King of New York, B.
Yo, he's got, forget just the King of New York. I mean, that dude got performance after performance after performance. Totally unique.
Yeah, he's a
He has his own cadence.
Yeah, he's a bad motherfucker, man.
He invented his own cadence. One of the things he does to a script, he takes out all the punctuation. So you know how he goes from really high to low. And Gerald, you look fantastic.
Right.
He changes the punctuation of the thing so there's no commas and no exclamation.
Oh,
that's
right.
His shit.
Damn. You do it good.
My voice is a little fucked up, but that's what
I never thought about that. That's how he
That's why he's like, man.
Are you unique?
He's speaking very low, and then he goes up. And he comes back down into, I'm going to come over here.
Wow.
That's his
That's
thing.
Unique. That's only him, right?
That's what he does. But it's also just his style. Like, yo, acting, like rapping, it's about energy. Like, that's just his style. Like, and that's his thing. And but when I was acting with him, I can't even remember the name of this movie. It's a whack movie. But watching him do it over and watching him do his thing and watching him gear up and the effort that he puts into his shit. Yo, I fuck with Christopher Walken.
Okay.
TSA needs to cut that bullshit out.
Yeah. Certain people, man. But
yes, they're like preferential treatment. Yes. That's why there's a term called preferential treatment for people like him.
We have also, they have the oldest porn star.
I heard about this shit.
82-year-old. He's still skeeting. And the world is wondering, how? How is he still skeeting? And he gave the answer. He eats raw eggs. He got into porn in his 70s, and he's 82 now, and he's tearing it up.
See, that's great. Again, I just want to clarify for the people. That's not a coxman. That's not a stickman. Something else. Definitely deserves some sort of acknowledgement. He's doing it for the love of the game, but it's different from being a stickman or a coxman. What else you got, Moody?
A Manhattan doctor, Johnny Keechee, was dealing with his a patient, but his patient was his girl, right? So he slipped a Plan B pill, emergency contraceptive, into her drink. They had been seeing each other for a month, so he wanted to skeet without any babies coming around.
Skeet.
And she's suing him, but he said, yo, I know you wasn't gonna fucking agree to it. Taking a contraceptive, so I didn't want to get stuck, so I just put a little something in your drink right there. And now you don't have a baby, you can go your way, I can go my way.
Wow, so she was trying to get pregnant.
Trying to trap the doctor.
Man.
But he had the okie doke.
Yes, he put the okie doke on her.
And I say, dismiss the case.
Bye.
Stop wasting the court's time with this foolishness.
Yep. Yep.
End of story.
Bye-bye.
Good one, John.
Hey, you don't want to be in court. Let me tell you something. If you're a man, see, they say this shit about women's rights.
You
got
to go
that.
Into court as a tranny now to get some kind of.
I might. Yo, if I have to go back into court next time, back into court on some shit,
I'm putting a dress on.
And we're podcasting from the courthouse. Mm-hmm. I'm putting some lipstick on.
Yeah.
I'm going to get me a brunette wig down to my ass.
That's for sure.
I'm going to get me a red dress and some size 12 Manolo Blanks. Is it called Manolo Blanks?
Yeah.
I'm going in there like that, and I'm just trying to...
get some compassion from
the
judge.
Try to get something, y'all. Something.
Yeah.
I'm put the thick red lipstick on.
You can't go in as a full man.
With the, accentuate my lips like the Kardashians do.
Yeah. And you got to have I have a theme song. Follow me. Follow me.
What is that? Some house
to
shit?
To a place. Yeah, the house shit. But yo, I got one last story, bro.
All right.
An enraged dad
in
India, in Pakistan, thought his daughter was being harassed by a 15-year-old boy. He thought that. So him and his man kidnapped this boy from school, gouged out his eyes, and then chopped off his fucking loaf.
Oh, my God.
And the boy wasn't messing around.
Oh, you dumb fuck, you. You dumb fuck.
Y'all men, man. Yeah. Y'all know the game.
Do a little, that's when fact-checking, you need a little fact-checking.
Y'all men, y'all know,
Yo, your daughter is probably pretty. He's the same age. He's trying to skeet.
Just like you were skeeting.
It's the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. Northwest Takeover is going down. San Francisco, Tuesday, May 9th. Seattle, Thursday. And for the first ever time in Canada, the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast will be in Vancouver, Saturday night, May 13th. Tickets are available at iamrapaporttour.com. The San Fran show is going to be dope. We got my man DJ Plattern. It's going to be dope.
Oh, I can't wait. That cat is off the chain.
We might have the Golden State Warriors dude who's been on the podcast, DJ Sharp. Fuck with him, too. It's going to be our kind of music. It's going to be funk, soul, hip-hop.
90s.
It's going to be fantastic. iamrapaporttour.com. I am the Gringo Mandingo.
Can I give one? We want to give an icon shout out.
Yes.
I want to give an icon. She's fairly young, but I'm going to get it out the way. I found out that Serena Williams, another feather in her cap, she won the Australian Open while pregnant.
I want to talk about...
And didn't lose a set.
I want to talk about Serena real
quick. Listen. Let's just clear the air.
She might have been a couple of weeks pregnant.
It don't matter.
Okay, but I just want to say something. Congratulations to Serena. She's getting married.
Yes.
She's pregnant. I got to be totally honest. When I found out she was pregnant, the weirdest... I was like jealous. I was like, yo, that's it for me and Serena. It's never gonna... I'm a married man.
Yeah.
But I was like, damn. That dream will never happen.
Right.
But I'm happy for her. We love her. Love her.
She's the official tennis player of the podcast. And
her sister's the official... They're official doubles and singles tennis players of the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. Nothing but love for Serena. Congratulations.
Yes.
Getting married. Pregnant. Won the Australian Open very early on in her pregnancy.
Hey, don't say very early on, motherfucker.
It wasn't like she was 6 months pregnant. She might not have even known she was actually pregnant.
You still busting ass and them motherfuckers ain't winning a set.
I'm just saying. www.iamrapporttour.com, May 9th. It's going down the 11th and 13th. Gringo Mandingo, G Moody, last name rhymes with duty. The young shooter will be with us in San Francisco, Dean Collins.
Yes.
And we're doing the damn thing.
Peace.